95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. The Morning Hog, Riggs, intern Steve. And Josh from SR Karate. He's back.
Yeah. Look, he's right there.
Happy Friday happy hour, buddy.
How's it going? Really good.
Josh, would you do me a favor?
Yep.
Would you tell me about this fine guest that is to your right?
All right, so this is Jay.
Jay from the Daytona Spring Turkey Run.
Absolutely, man.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, people may have heard your voice on your commercials before, but now they can see you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely still have the face.
Did you get hair and makeup, by the way? Because I did not get it.
No, not a chance, dude.
I got mine.
It's big. Yeah, I know. Steve did. Yeah. He got beard balm, everything.
Nice.
And combed it out. Today, it's on, right?
Absolutely, man. We're kicking it off. Ready to have an incredible weekend, family fun, all kinds of great drinks, crazy cars. Come on out and see us, man.
This is the time of the year, Josh, where I get my two favorite disciplines. I get hot rod machines and drinks.
That's my favorite as well. Right? I mean, you can't beat the combination.
It's a perfect mix.
Absolutely.
And you brought us beverages today, too. Are these going to be part of the big Hops and Hoods?
Exactly. So I brought a couple new products that will be out there at the Hops and Hoods Festival tomorrow, actually. I figure we can sample a few of these before we get out there.
I love that.
Why not?
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
let's do it. Let's do some sampling. Where do we start?
So we're going to start off with White Claw's new variety.
Okay.
It's been a little while since they've done a new product, at least. So we have White Claw Surf, which is kind of their first foray into mixed fruits, if you will.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a premium product.
All right.
Okay. With some premium fruits, some stuff you may have never heard of before.
Okay.
I had to research a few of these. You have this one's going to be Tropical Pomelo Smash.
Whoa.
Who? Oh.
Yeah, right.
Tropical Pomelo. So I had to Google it, and it's kind of like a grapefruit.
Okay.
Pomelo?
Pomelo.
But then Smash, which says, look out.
P-A-M-E-L-L-O-W.
It's going to have it. Steve, he's going to Google it now for you. Oh. Steve's going to re-Google it for you, Josh.
It looks like a green grapefruit, kind of. And then the inside looks like a grapefruit.
Okay. Have you seen the actual fruit? You crack it open? Now, Steve often tells us, like, eat the seeds, not the meat of the fruit.
Ooh.
Would this be a fruit that you would eat the meat of, though?
Yeah, like a grapefruit.
That's good.
These are still 5%. All of these are going to be 5%, 100 calories.
Okay.
So easy drinking, especially with this warmer weather coming up. This is where you want to be for
sure. I'm down with this already.
A couple of these and walk around the spring turkey run all weekend and not feel weighed down at all. Buddy.
Excellent point. I mean, maybe pour them in a Camelback. Just saying. Maybe it's an idea. Maybe you make your own ideas.
We're
just
exactly.
We're floating these out here. All right, so this is part of a four-flavor variety pack.
That's right. So, Steve?
Okay. So how many eat, Steve?
That's three.
There you go.
Show me.
He's
three.
Getting really good at that beer math lately.
Really good. It's a great answer, Steve. All right. What else are we going to get into?
So this one's going to be watermelon lime smash. There's obviously a smash at the end.
I'm familiar with those fruits, by the way, the watermelon and the lime.
That sounds like it's going to be a very tasty combo.
I don't know that
I've
never combined those, like even in a fruit salad.
Me neither.
Never put a lime and a watermelon together.
You eat a lot of fruit salads, but they all seem different.
Well, I make fruit salads. I don't really eat them. I just give them to neighbors and stuff.
Mm.
It draws a lot of flies, which is a problem. But
now this.
That might just be Steve.
Oh, wow.
Hey, wait a minute.
Man, that's not nice.
That smells great.
This is delicious.
Yeah. Ooh. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It tastes even better than the smell. That's good, too. I mean, you know, you could just pour this in your nose and you'd be good, but.
So these have a little bit more flavor than regular White Claw, in my opinion.
Do. Yeah.
They're not that full flavor like some of the Trulies and stuff like that out there. It's right in between, so it's a nice mix of a seltzer flavor and that full flavor.
Yep.
Really nice.
Feels like it leaves your palate begging for more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why would you want to pour more in?
Hey, cool. I have more.
You have more?
Holy cow.
All right, well, give us more. What do we got? What's up next?
All right, so this one is Wild Berry Acai Smash. Do you know what an acai is?
You going to Google that, Steve?
Nice. No, he's right.
He's Googling.
He's right.
He's there. He's right.
So I Googled acai. I mean, I've heard it, but I've never really seen one. I didn't think. It looks exactly like a blueberry. I think there's some sort of scam going on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think maybe the blueberry people got together in a lab and said, listen, we're not moving enough blueberries.
We've
got to get a different name for it. Yeah.
Mm. We'll call it a superfood and people jump on it.
It's sort of like when Paul McCartney was like really popular and then he kind of went away a little bit, but he was Sir Paul McCartney. Boom. Now it's a big deal again because he's Sir. It's like that, right?
Got a little Captain Crunch around
going
to it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Nice. Look at this guy.
Hey. Look at that. I mean, it is breakfast time. I feel like you can pour this over your cereal.
Exactly.
See, I like that too.
That is
a little bit more flavor.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah, that one's got a little bite in the back too. Mm. All right. Mm. Let's finish off the sampler. Let's do it. Let's get the variety pack. Right. Come on.
So we got citrus yuzu smash.
Okay.
Do you know what a yuzu is?
No.
So
what the?
It's kind of like a lemon. So it's citrus, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's used in a lot of Japanese dishes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I know that there was a wrestler named the Great Uzo, who I believe he was of some Asian descent.
See, I'm not even going to doubt you anymore because you've been right so many times the last few episodes. I'm done with
you. Yeah. I totally made one up, but I'm pretty sure there was one. I feel like I feel like there probably was somebody named that.
Now, this to me smells like lemon right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Japanese lemon kind of.
Oh, yes.
You're getting like,
oh, wow.
Oh, the smell is.
Oh, it's kind of like a liquid lemon drop.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Hello.
Slamming.
I feel like this would give you good breath, too, by the way, on the back end. You know?
Some of the, in my opinion at least, some of the lemon seltzers out there have like a pine saw taste to them. This doesn't have that.
Yes, this does not taste like a cleaning product at all.
Some of them get pretty rough with that flavor profile.
It tastes like a good 5% adventure into Flavorland. What do you think about that?
You can
have that. That's free. It's comped. No problem.
But yeah, so White Claw Surf, 12-pack variety, 4 flavors. Okay. Brand new, just hit the market. But with White Claw being the number one seltzer in the nation still, you're going to find these just about everywhere right now. So check out your Publix's, Total Wines, ABC's, local independents. Some convenience stores. And then obviously check it out tomorrow at the Hobson Hoods Beer Festival.
That's right. Absolutely. You can go to srparad.com/beerfinder if you're crazy. You want to do a little Googling. But you're going to want to show up at Hobson Hoods. So we're going to talk more about what we're going to see out there.
Sure, yeah.
And hear and feel and taste. All of that coming up next. The Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog and The Morning Hog.
Cheers. Mm.